Maseches Kilayim, Perek Vav, Mishnah A, 6-5. The previous Mishnah and the Mishnah before that had established that if you drape a grapevine over an Ilan Srak, so it has the same din as an Apophioris, meaning that the Ilan Srak, which we'll define in this Mishnah, is considered to be totally subordinate to the grapevine, and just as you can't plant beneath the grapevine, you can't plant beneath any of the boughs or foliage of the Ilan Srak. Now, Ilan is a tree, and Srak, under normal circumstances, means a non-fruit-bearing tree. But the Mishnah here will have different shittos of exactly what constitutes the Ilan Srak in the context of a tree that's subordinate to a grapevine. And the Mishnah therefore says, Ezehu Ilan Srak. What constitutes the Ilan Srak? The first sheet of the Tanakhama and the Halacha is, Kol She'enu Ose Peros. Any kind of tree that doesn't produce fruit anymore, or produce fruit at all, so that tree is not considered to be significant in its own right, and therefore if you have a grapevine on top of it, it's acting as a latticework, as a support scaffolding for the grapevine and subordinate to the grapevine, and therefore you can't plant anywhere beneath any of the boughs of that Ilan Srak, of that non-fruit-bearing tree. Rabbi Meir, Omer, Hakol Ilan Srak. Rabbi Meir says, even fruit-bearing trees, you know, a peach tree or something like that, an apple tree, that's not very significant relative to grapevines. You know, peaches and apples are not important compared to grapes. And that being the case, any tree is an Ilan Srak, chutz min ha-zayis va-te'ina. The exceptions are zayis, olive trees, and te'ina, fig trees. Since olives and figs are so significant in the time of the Mishnah, those are, you know, the primary trees in terms of food sources. They lived on figs a great deal, and the olive oil was super important, along with the wine they drank from the grapevines. So those, the olives and the figs, are of importance, and therefore they're not batel. But other lesser trees, like a peach tree or sort of something like that, just the same way we said, if you had two things on the tray back in the Muktzah context, you had a cup and your Shabbos candles. The cup is not muktzah, but it's not important in the context compared to the Shabbos candles. The tray takes the status of the Shabbos candles. So too, you may have some lesser fruits growing on the tree, but in the context of also having a grapevine there, the grapevine is more important, and therefore the tree, the whole tree, becomes subordinate to the grapevine. That's for Meir Shita. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Shein Kamo Notin Sadol Shlemos Harezei Lantzorak. He holds that it's not specific to just figs and olives, but rather any tree that's planted in large orchards, that indicates that it's a significant, you know, foodstuff, an important kind of tree. And those trees have significance all to themselves and won't become simply batel, subordinate to the grapevine. But other kinds of trees that aren't planted in large orchards, those obviously clearly are not substantially important and therefore significant in the context of compared to a grapevine. So therefore, again, the words are Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol she'en kamo notin sadol shlemos, any kind of tree, that you don't plant that kind of tree in large fields, harei ze ilan srak, that's an ilan srak. But the implication, of course, is any trees you do grow orchards of, so in other words, for our purposes, an orange tree, an apple tree, an apricot tree, an almond tree, of course, there are lots of, you know, groves that just have nothing but almonds growing, so those are significant, and would not be batel to the grapevine. And that, of course, would just depend on what's normal in this particular locality. So where we live in this part of the world, almond trees are significant, and therefore they wouldn't be batel to Zerosi, but maybe somewhere else in the world where they don't grow almonds, the almond tree would be batel, subordinate to the grapevine. And therefore, the nakuna, of course, would be, just speaking it out, if it's a tree that is grown in large quantities in whole orchards themselves, and you have a grapevine on one branch, you could plant under the other branches. Whereas if it's the kind of tree that's not grown commercially in large quantities, it would be batel to the grapevine, and you couldn't plant under any of its branches. The halacha, however, follows the Tanakhama, that Ilan Srak is a tree that produces no fruit at all, but any fruit-bearing tree would not be batel to the grapevine.